Well, Okonikan Kokare, or loosely translated as Carried by the River, is a collection of 31 poems in Bari language written by David Lokan. The collection is written between 2020 or 2011, and some of the poems were performed in Khartoum in that period. And this is Lokan's second book. The first was self-published in 2019, titled Kanet Dujuba, 2014 in 2015, and this was in French. Well, we're now joined in by the writer, David Lokan. This is not a strange name. This is a name that you've heard on Radio Miraya. Good morning, David. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Irene, for having me on your show.
Right. So just tell us about this particular book, Okonikan Kokare.
Yes, as you just mentioned about a collection of poems. And so this was when I was studying in Khartoum. And so these were my thoughts and my experiences in Khartoum, reflecting what I was experiencing in Khartoum, and also back in South Sudan, in the village in Bereka, in Juba. Yeah, so this is reflecting that.
Mm, right. So what are these poems about?
Well, they are about love, about life, and about hopes, and also about my dreams for my life, my country, my people, and basically what I hope should be happening to our people.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. Well, this is written in the Bari language. Why did you decide to go local on your books or on your collections?
Okay, it's language, of course, it's a very important language. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Let me say that, first of all, when we talk about indigenous languages, right, or our South Sudanese languages, in South Sudan there are about more than 60 languages, mm-hmm, and there are more than 30 that have a writing system. Okay?
Right.
So language, indigenous language, is very important, but I'm not saying you shouldn't learn other languages, mm-hmm, because what is language? What is it? How did we actually acquire language? So language, we as the indigenous people of the planet Earth, we got our language through what is called frequency modulation of our blood, link to the frequency modulation of the Earth. That's how we get our language.
Mm.
We get language through these processes, because what is language? Language essentially is frequency.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a frequency. So what do you do with your frequency? You communicate. Mm. Like here in Miraya, we have one-on-one frequency. And what do? We broadcast whether news, a program like what we're doing right now.
Right.
Without that, we wouldn't do that.
Right, so it's a platform.
Yeah. So what do you communicate with your language? You communicate with the Most High, mm-hmm, with your fellow human being,
mm-hmm,
and, of course, with the universe, because language is a powerful tool. Everything is sound.
Right.
Like in the book of John, chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
Right. So that shows how powerful words are.
Yes. So, have you ever wondered why the birds in the morning, they always chirp or singing? Why are they doing that?
Right.
Why? Because they have to wake up the trees, and also they have to prepare the air so that it is palatable for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is sound. What is air? Air is essentially a purified form of water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So water is the element that remember everything.
Right.
Everything in us, they say, we are 70% water. There is water above us. There's water inside us. There's water beneath. And we breathe water. So, so if you want to talk about God in this dimension, water, God is water.
Right. And David, we can go about on and on this philosophy.
It's not philosophy. Mm. It's fact. It's metaphysics.
Fact, right?
Yeah. It's wisdom, not information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So, What would you inform? Because you speak about the importance of staying on your frequency, and that is your language. So how do we stand generally with local writers in South Sudan? Do you see them embracing writing in their local dialects?
What I can say is that there is this Nguzi Wa Tiang'o, is the Kenyan author. Mm-hmm. He was writing in Kikuyu,
mm-hmm,
but then later he has to be forced to translate his works into English.
Mm.
But originally he started writing in Kikuyu. And
why do you use the word forced to translate?
Well, because the people say, you are not reaching more audience and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But, okay, what the Kikuyu are people, so Wationgo has a right to reach them.
Yeah.
He's not obliged to reach some people.
Right.
So writing in mother tongue or in our indigenous language is very important, because, you know, when the colonialists came to us, what they say our language, they don't say, they don't call our languages languages. They say these are dialects, vernacular, blah, blah, blah. But no, come on. These languages have been here even before the European languages existed, because the planet Earth once upon a time was run by people like us.
Right.
And it has been there for eons and eons of years. Don't say that the Earth is 2,000 years old.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
Right.
And we've been here more than that. They know it. They know in their records. They know all these things, but they don't get to teach you because they want to control, you know, the narrative and things like that.
Right.
So basically what I can say is that I know four languages. I write three of them. I write Bari, English, French, Arabic. I read, but I don't write, which is bad, because I should have learned, and, you know, because I studied in cartoon.
It's not too late to catch up, I think.
I think so, but I'm in my going to my 40s. So, so how many languages do you speak?
I actually speak eight, and I can write three. So I have some
eight.
Catching up to
you
speak.
You must have super brain.
No, I'm just enthusiastic when it comes to.
So how many are European and how many are African languages?
I have like five African.
Okay.
No, I have six actually African.
Okay.
Yeah, six African languages, and the rest are European.
Okay.
But let's just come back to your book. How many copies have you printed, and where can we get them?
Okay. This I printed just 20 copies.
Mm-hmm.
I got them on 9th December 2023. So most of them I gave gifts, like four.
Okay.
To friends, and then I saw like 16.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them they just took, and they still yet to pay back. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what I intend is that when I get this money, I will also go and print more.
Right.
Because the printing is very expensive here in Juba. Mm. Now it costs me like $24 to print one copy.
Per copy.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can see. So I will see how much I would get, and then maybe I can go to Uganda or Kenya and then, you know, print more copies. Yeah.
Okay, so in Juba, where do we get the copies? Is it from you?
There's no more, because I get four and then 16 taken. Yeah.
So there are no more available copies.
No.
So you're just working on having more copies.
Yeah,
right?
I'm planning to print more.
Okay, so thank you so much, David Lucan.
For me to read just a paragraph of one of my poems.
Okay, I'm giving you 1 minute.
Okay.
Right.
This one is called Jambiko Kare. Jambiko Kare itoko chang kogwon lepengi inga. Lepeng kuti nyonyoba. Ilundi lepeng kudikari. Dotine donga. Dotine wora atitunti. Logon rima kanyit gon pape. Pukino jinti kingajin alikin. Ama lepeng tine muke kukweng. Lepeng tine muke kukulia sikana. Merenye jin kajuwere ina kaksona. Lepengat kati kalekinje lepeng sona. Aima lukati konde sona. Anya kwarat kang mo kebe gwoke logon angai konyuriten. Jameto in jamelubulu.
Wow. Gives me nostalgia. Thank you so much, David Lucan.